You're listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our service a blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of presenting thy word to this precious people today, and we're trusting that whoever and wherever people are listening to the broadcast, that you will make it a blessing to each and to everyone. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, the Bible, a book, or is it the Word of God? Our text of Scripture is taken out of St. John chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it is of God or whether I speak of myself." No editor or publishing house was responsible to oversee 40 independent authors representing 20 occupations living in 10 countries during a period of 1,500 years, working in three languages with a cast of 2,930 characters in 1,551 places. This massive volume covers every conceivable subject: romance, mystery, biography, science, and history. And that's a quote from Terry Hall in How We Got Our Old Testament, published by Moody Monthly. Now, this book tells of a sea opening up for a nation to pass through. It tells of a man hitting a rock with a rod and a stream of water coming out. It tells of three men thrown in a fiery furnace and of them walking out without any harm to their bodies. It tells of a man commanding the sun to stand still, and the sunlight continued for almost an extra day. It tells of a man by the name of Daniel being thrown in a lion's den, and they did not harm him. And we read in this book of a man by the name of Enoch being translated. Also, a man by the name of Elijah was taken up. And we do not know altogether just what happened in regard to these different ones, but we know that God was with him. Now, four parts of this book tells of a young man who was a carpenter, who at the age of 30 began teaching. This book claims this young man was actually God manifest in the flesh. But are all these things true, or are they false? It claims not only to tell us how the earth began. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It also claims to tell us how it will end. It shall pass away with a great noise. There will be no place found for it. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It says that a person and living God, a personal and living God, created all things by Christ Jesus. It claims to foretell future events. events in man's life and lifetime. It claims to have to proclaim to tell future events. We read in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, about a prophecy of 70 weeks. And we also read in the book of Micah about a child being born in Bethlehem who was the Messiah. And Isaiah the prophet prophesied that this child would be born of a virgin. It even claims to explain why and how death came about. It promises humans can live forever as spirit beings. It reveals the way of prosperous and happy living. It teaches the real purpose of life. It gives insight into why humans suffer. It shows how mankind can overcome human weaknesses and problems and fears. It shows how a man and a woman can become happily married and remain married until separated by death. It tells how children are to treat their parents. They are to obey their parents. They are to honor their father and mother. And it tells how parents are to treat their children and bring them up in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. It teaches how employees are to labor, and it teaches how employers are to treat their employees. It teaches how businesses are to be run. They are to be honest with all people. It teaches us how to spend our money. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? In other words, not which really beneficial or profitable, and your labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. So we read in the book of Isaiah 55:2. It teaches about a church. Jesus said, according to Matthew, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It also tells how a person can become a member of this church. As the teacher taught Nicodemus, you must be born again, otherwise you cannot enter the kingdom of God. And it tells us how this church is to be operated. God sets the members in the body as it pleaseth him. But are all these things true? If yes, then why is this book so widely rejected and ignored? Has there ever been a time when the book called the Bible has been rejected and criticized and found fault with more than it is today? But if this book is true, then why is it being rejected and ridiculed and cast aside? Now, there are ways to prove it is true. Jesus answered them and said, again, my doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Again, John chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. We are told three times in the New Testament that God cannot lie. And we are told that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So if God cannot lie, he did not inspire a lie for the apostles and those who wrote the Scriptures. One of the most positive proofs of the truthfulness of the Bible are the prophecies found in both the Old and New Testaments. One source says there are and 53 prophecies fulfilled in Jesus Christ. There are 44 in the Old Testament prophecies, which is called the Messianic prophecies, all prophesying in regard to Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 9, that I referred to earlier, makes a prophecy about 490 years and what would happen. And all that Daniel prophesied came to pass just as he prophesied. Now, God told Adam and Eve of the coming of a Savior thousands of years later. It came to pass. Yes, God told Adam and Eve that she would bear seed and the seed would bruise the serpent's head. Of course, it wasn't their direct son, but it came through Adam and Eve, and it came to pass just as God said. There was a child born who was indeed the Messiah, the Savior of the world. In the New Testament, Jesus told the disciples that he would go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And beloved, if you'll read in the book of Mark, that was from Mark chapter 10, verses 33 and 34. But if you'll read in Mark chapter 14, you will see how that came to pass just as Jesus said. Not only did they spit on him, but they blindfolded him, slapped him, and plucked out a portion of his beard, and whipped him, almost killing him, and other things that happened to him, and finally crucified him on a cross. Now, these things were prophesied in the Old Testament, and those prophecies came to pass. All of the prophecies have been fulfilled or will be fulfilled. And I say that is one of the most important proofs that we have that the book that we call the Bible is true. One of the most outstanding prophecies you will find in the four Gospels is found in Matthew chapter 24. Many people want to tell you that this chapter and the prophecies of it will come to pass yet out in the future. But Jesus said in that 24th chapter that this generation, the generation that he was living in, this generation shall not pass until all these things shall be fulfilled. And Jesus told them that the time would come whenever they would be besieged and that they would be killed and starved and carried away and into captivity, and other things would happen to them, even to their eating their own flesh. And that also was prophesied in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. And it came to pass. If you read in Josephus' book, you'll find that these kind of things happened. And the one important point that I want to make is that Jesus said, they had pointed out to Jesus about the beauty of the temple, and Jesus told them the time will come when there will not be one stone left upon another. See ye not all these? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And that's Matthew 24 and verse 2. And so in A.D. 68, the Romans began to siege Jerusalem. And in A.D. 70, the temple was indeed thrown down, and not one stone was left upon another. And the famine that Jesus prophesied about is not, this great tribulation is not yet out in the future. Jesus was talking about the siege of Jerusalem and the sufferings of the Hebrew people, and how that they would starve, and they even fought among themselves and destroyed food and made the matter even worse. And the Romans did indeed carry some of them away, and many of them died and were thrown over the wall, and their bodies began to putrefy and sink, just like Jesus had prophesied. So the Word of God is true, not because some man said it, but because God prophesied and gave it to His prophets and to the apostles. And beloved, you can depend upon the truthfulness of the Word of God. Let me read again the first part that I read. No editor or publishing house was responsible to oversee 40 independent authors representing 20 occupations living in 10 countries during a period of 1,500 years, working in three languages with a cast of 2,930 characters in 1,551 places. This massive volume covers every conceivable subject: romance, mystery, biography, science, and history. And again, that is a quote from Terry Hall, How We Got Our Old Testament. So, beloved, the Word of God is true, not because of some man, but because God inspired holy men of old to write the Scripture. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Now, there is one more point that I want to bring to you in believing and proving the truthfulness of the Bible. It tells how the Word of God tells us how to live, and how that we are to seek God and live in obedience to His Word. But there is one more way, I would point out how you can prove the Bible is true. Disregard it and suffer the results. Let me repeat that. There is one more way I would like to point out how you can prove the Bible is true. Disregard it and suffer the results for doing so. Heavenly Father, I pray that You'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. May You use them for the good of souls. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Words of life and beauty, Jesus.
We trust our Way of Truth broadcast has been a blessing to you today. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now, our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine there on our webpage. We have a number of them there, in fact, an archive of a number of years of our magazine are posted there. And also, we have an archive for our radio broadcast. If you have missed any or would like to hear one over again, you may go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org. Also, our services are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. And we would be delighted to have you be with us in these services. As I say, they are broadcast live over the internet. And again, our internet address, www.wayoftruth.org, our webpage address. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our service today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
Yeah.